New Year's Eve, the attacks of both warring sides in Ukraine intensified. On the morning of December 29th, Russian troops launched another massive missile strike on the territory of Ukraine. 10 critical infrastructure facilities in 10 Ukrainian regions were damaged as a result of the attacks, a spokesman for the Ukrainian State Emergency Service said. Energy facilities, air defense systems, and industrial zones in both the western and eastern regions of the country were hit. Shortly before that, the armed forces of the Russian Federation hit several military targets with kamikaze UAVs, Dronium 2. During the massive attack in Ukraine, a missile crossed the airspace of Belarus. It was shut down by air defense forces. Its fragments were found in an agricultural field near the village of Gorbok in the Brest region. The wreckage belongs to a S-300 anti-aircraft guided missile fired from the territory of Ukraine. Minsk is considering two versions of the fall of the missile fired from the territory of Ukraine, an unintentional launch and a provocation of the armed forces of Ukraine. On the night of December 30th, the strikes on the territory of Ukraine continued. Russian Dronium 2 UAVs targeted the city of Kiev. According to the local reports, the administration building in the Govoleski district was damaged during the attack. In his turn, Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced the destruction of 7 kamikaze drones by air defense forces. According to him, 2 were shot down while approaching the Ukrainian capital, 5 more were destroyed over Kiev. However, Mr. Klitschko's statements often exaggerate the victories of Ukrainian forces. The armed forces of Ukraine continue their attempts to hit targets on the territory of Russia. On December 29th, another attack by a Ukrainian drone failed in the Saratov region, where a long-range aviation airfield is located. Russian air defenses shot down the UAV. As a result, the debris only damaged the fence of a private house, a car, and a garage. After the incident, false reports about the evacuation of residents from the city have been actively spread on social networks again. The local authorities refuted again such reports. In the Russian Bryansk region, Ukrainian forces targeted the village of Kriensky with a drone, but the air defense shot down the UAV. Border villages of the Belgorod and Kursk regions also remain under fire of Ukrainian artillery. Massive shelling of civilian facilities in the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics continued. At night, the Ukrainian military struck the city of Alchevsk in the LPR with American missiles. Ukrainian Nazis fired 12 missiles from the American-made HIMARS MLRS. HIMARS missiles of the Ukrainian military were also fired at the Hotel Victoria in the Kiev district of Donetsk. The number of casualties was not immediately revealed.